Welcome back to the Conspiracy Outpost as we dive into the notion that during the mid-19th century, Queen Elizabeth was hiding a profound state secret, one that would change the way we think of the royals' past. I'm your host, Casey.
I'm Joe.
And I am the wise Wesley.
Ooh, did you get my alliteration game?
Shit.
No, dude, I'm so sorry. I used it for this one. I was like, Wise Wesley? Nope. I was like, Wild West Wesley. Fuck. And I just kept doing W's.
You don't want to be accused of slapping people over bald bitches, but you should have went with Wesley the Wise. Will Smith, Wild Wild West, he smacked Chris Rock because his wife was bald.
Okay, like, now I'm piecing it together. Bitches.
Now that I had to explain it. Okay, so
no, I'm piecing it together.
Welcome, listeners of all walks of life. Today we have ourselves, or tonight, depends on when you're listening, we have ourselves a very special Women's History Month episode. As we already heard. Before we delve into the conspiracy at hand, let's get to know old Queen Elizabeth a little bit. So, daughter of King Henry VIII, Queen Elizabeth I was born in Greenwich on September 7th, 1533. As a child, she received the same education that was usually reserved for male heirs. This sounds like she was regarded highly by her father, but furthering our little frolic through the fields of history, we'll find her dad was, for the lack of better words, a royal dickhead. Elizabeth's mother was King Henry's second wife, Anne Boleyn. I don't know how you say that. B-O-L-E-Y-N.
I think that sounds pretty good.
No, wait, what was it?
B-O-L-E-Y-N.
Yeah, or like Boyle, some weird Boyle. Tongue. Boyle.
Well, okay, so anyways, that was his second wife, whom he had beheaded when his daughter was only 2 years old. That's pretty fucked off, right? To make matters worse, Daddy Dearest removed her from the line of succession and stripped her from the title princess and was given the title lady. Still better than the title her mother had, which was old headless bitch.
Lady boy. It was much better than lady boy.
I just want to know if they had newspapers back then. If so, bet that made the front page. I'm curious what the headline would have been. To be or not to be, heading in the wrong direction. Get it? Okay, whatever. It's a bit of a stretch there. Elizabeth's mother, Anne Boleyn, was actually Catherine of Aragon, Henry's first wife's lady-in-waiting. By the way, that's such a Lord of the Rings-sounding name. Catherine of Aragon, Catherine of Aragon, daughter of Terathorn, the treacherous torturer. Henry became infatuated with Anne. She had dark hair and an olive complexion. She also was said to have a long, elegant neck, which leads me to believe Henry wanted to fuck a giraffe.
Or did.
Too bad he... Wait, what did you say?
I said or did.
Or did. It maybe. Too bad he didn't have knowledge of the Kayon, the Kayon tribe, an indigenous people whose women rocked the brass rings around their necks. You guys know what I'm talking about? Like the big
yeah,
brass.
I didn't know what the name of the tribe was, though. So.
This one wasn't the
Dogon? African.
No, that's the thing. There's multiple tribes that have done this. I went more of a what seemingly Asian route. I don't know because I'm terrible with my geography. But I mean, there's African tribes that do it and everything, too. Yeah, I don't know. It seems to mean that like some kind of form of attractiveness, right? It's crazy how different cultures find certain things attractive, if that's the meaning behind the whole neck thing.
Anyways, men's buttholes?
I don't really know. I'm sure there's more to it, symbolizing a lot more than just attractiveness, but for the sake of the next joke, it's all about objectification. Oh, Reginald, did you see the girl's neck? Indeed, I did, Mordecai. There's nothing that gets my pipe pulsating God more than
damn it.
As long as the lines are In-N-Out Burger. Oh, ho, ho, ho. She was not considered beautiful in the traditional sense, which for English people, I assume, was weird jawlines and crooked beaver-like teeth. That's a normal fucking thing there. Nonetheless, though, Henry had a hankering for long neck and pursued her. This could honestly be because Catherine of Middle Earth gave birth to Henry's first daughter. That's his first wife, Catherine. Okay. So she gave birth to Henry's first daughter, which in a modern society would be fine, but her boy Henry wanted a male heir, so he did what any reasonable man would do. Blamed the woman for the delivered child's lack of male genitalia, pushed for a divorce, and became fixated on the unborn testicles of a new child with Anne.
Where the nuts?
Where the nuts, though?
Where the nuts at, yeah.
Where the nuts at? This motherfucker did seem like hella aggressive. Just, I don't know, seemed pissed about it. Fast forward through some probably very interesting events that I don't want to get into. We make our way to June of 1553, the coronation of the then 6-month pregnant Queen Anne. Oh, what joy. Even more so when September came around and King Henry sat excitedly waiting his newborn son, or so he thought. Shit probably pissed him off when Elijah came out as an Elizabeth. That wasn't the real name he probably had, but how hilarious would that have been if he really did? It's like, ooh, is my son Elijah born? And it was Elizabeth.
Yeah.
I assumed he was dissatisfied with his latest female offspring because the motherfucker went right back to the drawing board. And I gotta say, it's a shame the womb wasn't located in the esophagus because the llama neck maiden tried her hand at childbearing 3 more times. And thrice she failed, with 2 being miscarriages and the last being stillborn. Fucked up part was the last one was a male, or at least they thought it was.
Damn, no fucking way.
Can you imagine the talk he had with those people? Tell me, you imbeciles, did I get my son? Kinda. I'm allowed to make dead baby jokes here. Casey, I noticed you're just frozen away over there. You didn't appreciate the dead baby joke. It's safe to say our impatient, fixated privateer had lost his interest in his second queen and did what he did best and went after her lady-in-waiting. Again, this motherfucker went after his wife, lady-in-waiting.
Damn! Lady-in-waiting? These bitches, man, goddamn, they got ladies-in-waiting? You mean they got backups for me?
That's what I wasn't sure. Does anybody know what a lady-in-waiting really is? Because it seems right, like he's just that... fucking all of them.
What was it? A courtesan? Or, no, Rival Japan. What was it called? Like a lady in waiting in
a lady in waiting is a female personnel assistant at a court attending on a royal woman or a high ranking noble woman.
Yeah, but also BJs.
But in Europe, a lady in waiting is often a noble woman of lower rank, but the woman to whom she attended.
So that just seems so fucked. He's just going after
Joseph. Joseph. Joseph Kanoichi.
What about her?
What was she? What was she? She was a courtesan or a like concubine? She was the. There we go. Thank you.
I don't know.
There it is.
I can't remember.
Concubine. Isn't that the same thing? A bitch on the side.
Yeah, but I think the lady waiting, yeah, like Geza, she seemed to have other duties, but King Henry was just trying to get his Henry wet.
Right?
Her lady.
They didn't call him King Robert for a reason.
King Richard, would you like to see my King?
Yeah, or Richard. Damn it.
Her lady in waiting's name was Jane Seymour. Henry wanted to do away with Anne without going the divorce route, and her enemy seeing an opening to this to rid her in a legal manner. They began to collect quote-unquote evidence against her. A court musician by the name of Mark Smeaton admitted he brushed bushes with the queen in question. This confession is believed to be brought about by torture. They believe this question was brought about by torture, like a forced confession. All this was brought about at the May Day celebration in Greenwood at the Riverside Palace. You know what's funny? His name is Mark Smeaton. It's like,
you gonna torture somebody like that?
Can you imagine somebody at the fucking hearing? They're like, Mark Smeaton was smitten with her. Mark Smeaton.
Right, know. And then like, does the jury just laugh? It's like, clearly that's a fucking.
This is obviously a fairy tale because this sounds too made up.
Smitten.
King Henry left without a word to the queen in the middle of the jousting tournament during the May Day celebration, which featured
Jousting tournament.
Yeah, he just
damn,
left
in big
the
drama.
Of it.
Big drama back then. Mm. Like, no, I will have nigh part of this.
Nigh. This jousting tournament featured hit artists like Anne's brother, George Boleyn, who was the second
and Heath Ledger.
And Sir Henry Norris, one of the king's closest friends. And I guess that's all with that group of people. So we're going to cue in this raid not long after Greenwich's version of SWAT began their raid. That's not really a raid. I don't know. I thought that was going to be funny. I don't know why I wrote it like that. Don't look that up. I don't think the timeline here is exactly right when this raid happened. People were getting arrested. Okay, I'm stumbling. I've been drinking. Sometime after all this happened, they arrested both Norris and Rochford. Rochford is her brother, second Viscount Rochford, on charges of adultery with the queen, which is incest for Rochford, obviously. Rochford, because that's her brother. Yeah, I don't know. I thought that was weird that they were... I don't know titles very well. Also, they were charged with plotting against King Henry with her. So apparently, her brother and her brother and the king's best friend were tag teaming his wife and plotting against the king.
What?
Yeah, supposedly that's what the thing that.
What
that
if? What if? All right. All right. What if
Eiffel towering her in England?
London Bridge is falling
down. London Bridge is falling down there.
Continue, sir.
In the following days, Sir Francis Weston and Sir William Brereton were arrested for similar charges, and Queen Anne herself was taken into custody on May 2nd. Smeaton, Weston, Brereton, and Norris's trials took place on May 12th in Westminster Hall. Westminster Hall.
Yes. Should be Great Britain, I believe.
I'm surprised Norris didn't do some roundhouse kicks and got himself out of there. I don't know. The court sentenced the four men to be hanged, drawn, and quartered. This means that they were hanged and sketch artists drew them dead naked with quarters next to their dicks to compare the length and widths.
God damn it.
I guess, because I had to look this up. To be drawn is to be dragged by a horse, and to be quartered is to have your body cut up into four sections. So it's not as cool as the first part would have been. They just like get hanged, and it's like, all right,
they were
the
horse
artist.
Quartered.
Bring in the artist and bring out the quarters. Let's draw these dicks. apparently, this is part of the punishment.
Yes,
so I don't know. I don't know exactly if they like. Half-ass hang them, because some of the shit I was reading.
They attach ropes to each of their limbs, attached to a horse, and then they flick all the nut sacks of the horses at the same time. And then that's four horsepower on your body. and then you're dead.
I mean, I'd imagine they did a lot of that shit while they're still alive, because why would you drag them by horse if they weren't still alive?
Dude, but do you think it was like WWE back in the day for like a hanging, or like a trial by fire or by bull or by tire? You know, it's like, hey, this guy fucked up so bad, let's throw him in a cage with a fucking tire.
He insulted the Lord's wife. He gets 10,000 nuts in front of the town square.
From a tiger that can only fit its tongue through. Is that peanut butter?
So 3 days later, Anne and her brother, Lord Rockford, had their turn at a fair trial in the Great Hall of the Tower of London. Fair, yeah. This is fucked up because the most fucked off evidence against Rockford was his jealous wife's testimony. She claimed there were undue familiarities, I can't talk, between
two
siblings.
Did she say that in her own words? What year was this? What year was this?
It was like 15-something.
15-something?
1500s. I don't know, man. Why you gotta question my timelines?
No, because I'm curious. I'm just thinking, like, did they have to check the box that says if you're a robot or not before they did this?
I don't know. She claimed that the two siblings, they had undue familiarities. It's defined by a variety of different relationships, but we all know these accusations were strictly sexual in nature. It could be any type of like relationship between financial, like whatever relationships, but they were doing shit basically like the two siblings that fucked each other in Game of Thrones is what she was accusing them of, pretty much.
Okay, scandal, so it had to be at least like four stories tall when they fucked in the cellar of the pillar in Game of Thrones. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but I like to think they're a lot less attractive than those pair.
Well, of course. Could you imagine how bumping uglies in a cellar that you shit out the side of on top? It's like, oh, we just banged, but I have to take a massive beer shit after I just banged my sibling's guts. Where's the toilet? You just shit out the window. On the side of a castle, and then you have the fucking horse clampers come. Oh, we'll pick up your shit.
Why is there semen in that shit?
Ooh, you're not gonna like the answer. It gets way deeper than that. Conspiracy. They're a brother and sister.
Dun, dun, dun. So
continue.
Obviously, all this was BS solely for the king to get a new boo and fill another womb. But he's not all bad, people. He showed some mercy to his wife. He called in the hangman of Callias so she could be beheaded with the sword rather than the axe. Gotta give her a be-necking fit for a queen. Nobody appreciated the be-necking thing? All right.
Finally, did. I was trying to do sign language.
How fucked up is that? It's like, wait. She is my wife. Bring in the hangman of Callias. She should be killed with a sword, not an axe.
Yeah, that'd be weird if it was an axe. Last year. It's the Bronze Age. It went to the iron and stone. We're on iron now. So,
It's weird because they use a glass sword from Elder Scrolls.
Yeah. How does that work? No. Like, you're telling the executioner, no, it's made of glass. Like, I mean, it's going to hurt a lot. I might survive better than the sword would. Why would you make that out of glass?
So I know I spiraled out a little bit there about her mother and her dad, but I thought it was important for everyone to know how much of a fuck nugget her father was pre and post Lizzie. So, it wasn't until her father married his sixth wife, Catherine Parr, that she was finally allowed back into her family. I guess it was stepmother Dearest's idea. Also, this is where the way before mentioned schooling came into play that I was talking about how she got like the royal treatment, like how somebody in power, like a male, would get that kind of education. By the age of 10, she was learning Italian, French, and Latin. And there was actually more languages to that. Those are the only ones I read that she actually knew how to speak. I think at 10, those are just like the main ones she was learning. She also had lessons in public speaking, a skill that benefited her quite a bit in her future. She's known as one of the best educated women of her generation, second to my grandmother, who at the time was a witch that plagued the Protestants with sorcery and carefully concocted elixirs of methamphetamines.
I thought you were talking about her. I didn't know until your last comment with methamphetamines. You killed it until that point. I was like, oh, there it is. He was talking about his own grandma.
When King Henry VIII died, he left his 9-year-old son, King Edward. Yeah, so he eventually had that son. King Edward the... Did I fuck that up? I don't know. He left his son, King Henry the fucking sixth, in charge of England. After Edward's untimely death, apparently he died. He died pretty young. But Henry's eldest daughter, Mary the first, resigned. Oh my God. In charge. Dude, I fucked up here. He left his 9-year-old son, King Edward. Yeah, he was 9. I don't know why I scrambled that so much. He left his 9-year-old son, King Edward the sixth, in charge of England. After Edward's untimely death, Henry's eldest daughter, Mary the first, reigned until she died in 1558. Finally, it was her turn to leave a royal aspirant on the throne, Queen Elizabeth.
God damn it.
So Queen Elizabeth Thornberry the first reign was considered the golden age. An era when England grew in wealth, status, and culture. Elizabeth shaped England in this new age or Elizabethan era. That's a real term. I can't say
Elizabethan.
Bridge. Well, that movie. I love that movie. A Bridge of Elizabethan.
Bridge to Elizabethia.
So in this new Elizabethan age, England became a huge, influential, and powerful country. Some notable achievements are the economic prosperity she accomplished, though this one I wouldn't call a positive or humane achievement because some of the details in here. She cleared her regimes. She may have cleared her regime of debt and got herself a pretty penny, but she also boosted her policies through transatlantic trade. Doesn't seem as bad, but consistent theft of Spanish treasure and African slave trade. So after the transatlantic trade sounds trade sounds harmless. The other two seem very fucked off. So I don't think we should pry her on the African slave trade. The Spanish trade one, however, is kind of in defense of some shit that they did. But anyways, let's move past the fucked up part. She was the 9th longest reigning British monarch and the 3rd longest reigning female monarch after Queen Elizabeth II.
Oh, fucking NBA stats? God damn. How many rebounds did she get, too?
Yeah, longest reigning after the Queen Elizabeth II. That was the one that just died recently, right? She was the 2nd. And then
yes.
Queen Victoria.
Oh, where's my little book? Shit. Oh, I lost a piece of paper. Yeah, I believe so.
You just had some random facts about the queen just written down somewhere.
It's like it's Wesley's.
It's my waiter pad. It's like what I put in my back pocket. It's my little fucker, bitch. It's my little I have notes for you, bitch ass too. I got drawings and shit up in here. Oh no, I dropped them. I actually only have one pair of notes.
It's at work. Queen Elizabeth II was the queen who died recently, and table four ordered two pancakes.
It literally I'm like, Bart, buffalo wings, security, what's
Dead
his
British
name?
Pussy.
David Fravor. Like, and what Baggy song Baggy. I was listening to, dude. I have zero amount of time in my day. This is my enjoyment. I'm like, hell yeah. When I get 10 minutes in my day, I'm going to listen to this song, listen to this podcast at the same time as I'm put a controller down. Oh, I think I was going to play PlayStation at one point. I don't know. That's my to-do list.
So anyway. She brought about relative peace, and her religious policies were some of the most tolerant of the day. Keyword of the day. Like, you probably couldn't be a woman doing V-shaped finger licks screaming Hell Satan as you peg your goofy looking English husband in a way that can only be described as doing it doggy in a Monty Python like fashion.
The coconuts.
I don't know. I didn't mean to go
in like Monty Python like fashion. God damn it, you wordsmiths, you son of a bitches.
Can you imagine it? Just some bald middle-aged man going cheerio or ohoy after every thrust from a billy club of an ass flogger.
And then you got one of your friends in the background with two coconuts.
Hello. Oh, you're missing a beat there, Cheryl.
Improv. Wasn't that wooden? What's the earliest form of improv? Does anybody know? We know the origin of like hip hop, but I wonder what some, the origin of
some guy freshly off of
the jester, right? The jester on
opium.
Yeah, probably the jester, because
guy,
that's
some guy. Well, fresh what off I, would, I was gonna say fresh off of opium binge that was supposed to be in a Shakespearean play, and he was just tired of the fucking dialogue, and he just started riffing off of it. He took the skull in Macbeth. Yorick's head, the skull, and he starts skull fucking it, and he's like, "Tis what you want, tis what you want," and they just pulled him off the edge.
This is what I'm saying, though. It's just like, it's an Asian person goes to Europe. It's just like, you guys wouldn't believe what's right between here. A very angry guy. That's because it's Russia. You know what I mean? Like, you guys wouldn't understand what I did to get here. That's what's crazy to me is how the split is, you know, between race right there. Like Russia and Eurasia and like all that. It's crazy to me. Like Kazakhstan and what's the other one? Turkmenistan. Like, it's crazy that just like a mountain barrier. I don't know.
That's what you call a mountain person's dingleberries. They're called mountain berries.
Mountain berries. Yeah, I know. I'm divulging too much. Let's roll. What are we talking about? Justin,
so
where are you at? You're on
these
it.
These are Queen Elizabeth's some of her achievements. So she whooped the Spanish Armada's ass in 1588. They sailed.
Yes.
They sailed to England to overthrow
Tell
Elizabeth.
Tell me more.
And on July 29th, they damaged them badly in the Battle of Gravelines. She delivered a famous speech to her troops at Tilbury Camp that was hugely influential, saying, "I know I have the body but of a weak and feeble woman, but I have the heart and stomach of a king, and of a king of England, too." It's very sexist sounding, but this aquatic ass-whooping secured England's position as a naval power to boost national pride.
God damn it!
I actually, Joseph, I actually have the full quote of what you just said.
Oh, do you?
Let's do it.
Yes. Yeah, yeah,
let's
yeah. Do that. So, I only got that little quote.
Subquote. Let's go.
Elizabeth declared, "I know I have a body of a weak, feeble woman, but I have the heart and stomach of a king, and of a king of England too. And think foul scorn that Parma or Spain or any prince of Europe should dare to invade my borders of my realm, to which rather than dishonor shall grow by me. I myself will take up arms. I myself will be your general, judge, and rewarder of every one of your virtues in the field."
Damn, see, and then that's shit that would get you pumped. Now, that's a wordsmith. I mean, she was a very well-educated person, despite probably some of the fuckery back then, like the slave trade shit we were talking about a minute ago. I was all for her until that, and then I was like, damn. Am I supposed to root for her for being a woman or fucking scold her for being racist? Probably a little bit of both.
Everybody was doing it.
Everybody was doing it back then. It was a trend. Slavery. So the thing earlier that I said about the Spanish theft, though, is probably why they jacked the Spanish gold so often. Kind of like a spit in the face after giving them the biz. Because, I mean, it's kind of like, fuck you guys, we're going to constantly steal shit. Unless the order of this is backwards and they were stealing shit prior to that. I didn't write down too many dates. there was something involving a marriage between her sister, maybe, and the leader of Spain, whatever you call that. I don't know. There was something involved with family shit. It was kind of personal. She strengthened England's defenses through fortifications and investments in the Royal Navy. This laid down the groundwork for England's future as a global superpower. So she's the one that basically made them as powerful as they fucking were, or took it serious. Exploration was a big one. It helped open up profitable trade routes globally. Guess we kind of touched on that earlier, though. I think we talked about trade earlier. Maybe not. Sir Francis Drake was the first Englishman to circumnavigate the globe. We all know him from in the Uncharted series.
Yes, obviously. You can take as many bullets to your body, but as soon as you take one to the head, it's game over. You kind of suck at that point.
he was authorized by Elizabeth to raid Spanish treasure ships, a member of Parliament and explorer. Humphrey. Oh, I said that weird. He was authorized by Elizabeth to raid Spanish treasure ships, which is hilarious because it was like, remember those guys, we fucked them up? Yeah, I want you to go fuck them up more. But I'm trying to navigate the globe. It's like, yeah, but I also want you to fuck shit up. Sir Francis Drake, I'm pretty sure he was considered a pirate, wasn't he?
Yeah. From what I remember from the Uncharted series, like,
yeah, he was basically like a noble
when the first
pirate,
Uncharted came
a
out.
Nobleman
yeah,
pirate.
When the, yeah, the first Uncharted came out, I beat that game. Once you beat that game, you unlock HD mode, and I was like, what the fuck have I been playing now?
They and literally it's Sir have Francis Drake's dick dangling on
No,
coin.
No, you have to... No, on PS3, you have to beat the game to unlock HD mode, and it turns it into, like, sepia. And it's just like, oh, this is... I just played it again? Like, in a different color?
Hey,
I was
HD.
Like, what the fuck is... I'm HD, though. I was like, I beat that game, and I played it a second time.
Yeah, dude, HD, but, what does that stand for? Hepatitis dick?
Oh, shit.
A member of Parliament and explorer Humphrey Gilbert. I don't know any history of him. He claimed Newfoundland for Queen Elizabeth. What was it?
It's Newfoundland, not Newfoundland.
Newfoundland? Oh, wow, yeah. Dude. I'm stupid. That was in 1583. And in 1585, Sir Walter Raleigh arranged for the first and short-lived English colony in America at Roanoke.
Roanoke?
Roanoke.
Okay, so...
It's
so,
always
I mean,
Roanoke.
So she started that shit.
That's why I said we should talk about Roanoke, because the... They're the ones that disappeared.
Oh. Yeah, see? So she started that one.
But why does she look like Logan Paul?
No, that's Princess Diana. That's a different queen. We couldn't leave the royal family alone. Like, we couldn't stop saying that she was Logan Paul. We had to go way back. This motherfucker.
I wonder if you had the same.
No,
if you had, if I want, I wonder
no,
if
no
you
royalty
had the...
safe. USA.
No,
USA.
No royalty safe.
We fuck our cousins in private.
Here. Yeah. Don't tell anybody else.
So her government was strong, centralized, and effective. Queen Elizabeth Olsen sustained a delicate balance of power in Europe through strategic alliances and diplomacy. That's right, I called her Elizabeth Olsen. Leave me alone. I couldn't think of any other puns, any other jokes. She avoided direct involvement in costly continental wars. I don't have any jokes or that at all, you guys. It's some Romance of the Three Kingdoms shit. Is all I can say. Like, she was very fucking strategical with shit, very diplomatic. I wish the game had special characters for multiple points in history, because she would have been a cool character to have in there. Like, if you guys think about it, you guys are, you, I know you are, Wesley.
What's
that? RTA.
Yes.
She would have been a cool character as like a special guest if they added characters from different timelines and shit. Different countries and everything.
Oh, fuck.
Because she would have been really cool to have.
God damn it, Joseph. Why would you bring it up? Well, I mean, hopefully, we can just hope that Koei makes a 100 Years War plus a Dynasty Warriors plus a Samurai Warriors. You know, like, what was it called? Orochi?
It's funny you say that, because I was thinking of other Konami things, actually. War of the Roses? I think there's people in there that claim to be direct descendants of Queen Elizabeth. Yeah, there's people in there that claim to be descendants of Queen Elizabeth. But
or was the 100 Years War one the French? But I'm just like, this is also 100 Years War for like PS3 was like a French Dynasty Warriors. Remember, we just
awake?
Never bought it.
Casey,
yeah, I'm awake. I was just looking at something on my phone.
Oh, okay. I was making sure you were awake, because you got the last half of this.
Oh no, I'm ready for my part.
Okay.
Okay.
From a strategical point of view, she was from a strategical point of view. I mean, all the stuff we were saying. I don't know. I don't know what I was getting at with that. Okay, so she was known for her leadership qualities, her intelligence, and sharp decision making. That and her long reign provided stability and continuity, allowing England to develop into a major European power and laid the groundwork for its future imperial expansion.
Are we talking about Joan?
Oh, we're talking about Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, she basically is like, I don't know, like when it...
A badass.
Yeah, she's pretty
but
much...
But it kind of sounds like Joan. It kind of sounds like Joan, though, at the same time, like... Like a strong.
This thing is by far one of my favorite things I read about her. Her patronage of the arts and sciences began a golden age of cultural flourishing in England, leading to advancements in literature, music, theater, and exploration. This is when Renaissance literature and arts truly flourished. Playwrights like William Shakespeare, and Christopher Marlowe produced some of their greatest works during her reign. So she fucking, yeah, really went hard on the fucking literary arts and other things like that. Just art in general. There's so much shit she did, and we can go on and on about her history and achievements, but alas, I've rambled to my heart's content. Queen Elizabeth I inspired England and made quite the name and image for herself.
You know... No, sorry.
She made quite the name for herself, name and image for herself, becoming a national symbol for unity and strength, earning her the name Gloriana, which is of Latin origin meaning glory, a feminine name that shines like a radiant crown. Now, Casey, tell us about how she was really a man.
Before we do that, though, I just want to say one thing about her, too. She,
Or he. Well,
yeah, they.
Inclusive.
She had a reputation to be fair and She was a popular ruler, and under her rule, that's what Joseph was saying, the arts and science flourished in English. In England, they had a long-standing peace, and she became the most powerful woman in the country. So I just wanted to throw that out there as well. So
I also forgot to bring up, she was also called the Virgin Queen. Because she apparently never fucked anybody. When asked about
getting married, no. Super weird. Most powerful one of the most powerful bitches in history.
Yeah, she's just powerful enough to keep that claim closed.
Might be true, but I'm just saying, if it wasn't true, I'd believe it too.
As good as I.
it's called clam censorship, and it was very popular in the day. Now, that people were worried about her getting married so they can get like a rightful ruler and everything else, because everybody fucking loved her. They loved the fuck out of her. She was a very smart, very fucking precise woman. And when she was asked about it, she said she was already bound into a husband, which is the Kingdom of England. But also, maybe she didn't want anybody knowing she had a dick and had the first Prince Albert.
What a badass bitch!
She probably didn't want everybody knowing that she had the first Prince Albert piercing on her.
And then the joke's on them. It's like the Mulan story, but realistic. Like, oh, it's like, hey, you look like a girl. Like, oh, I know your secret. Oh, do you? Yeah, Prince, whatever, the piercing with his dick.
In actuality, like, just with the
this
with
the real Mulan.
The Prince Elizabeth with the Queen Elizabeth thing. I mean, she is the example of what would happen if you gave, a woman a fair fucking go at being fucking in power.
But I just have a question. Did she just have an oversized clit or an undersized dick?
Now let's get into the real issues here.
No, but so let's. Are we ready for that?
And if anybody wants to get mad about this, just remember, Caitlyn Jenner won Woman of the Year. So that's not a transgender
joke.
It's
a win for both of us.
That's a person who ran over people and then, you know, decided to make a transitioning and then get Woman of the Year when so many other people deserved it. So that being said.
Like with a car or when... was racing.
No, with the car.
Yeah, with the car.
What?
But that got overlooked, though. That got completely overlooked. Even during,
Thought that was a joke about it. What, wasn't he a famous track star?
No, yeah, track star.
He was an Olympian. But
Nikki Glaser.
So
during,
I thought you were...
during the roast of Caitlyn Jenner...
He was on the Wheaties box.
Yeah, I think
I remember that. I was stalking the shelves when he was on the Wheaties box, but I never seen that she got roasted.
She had a roast, and Nikki Glaser, I believe it was Nikki Glaser, she was talking on a podcast about how she was going to make a joke about how she hit somebody, and they said, you're not allowed to make that joke because she'll walk off stage. And it's like, okay. Well, then something about how she neglects her family before the Kardashians, like, you're not allowed to make that joke either because she'll walk off stage. And it's like, what am I supposed to fucking make jokes about? Pretty much. Like, okay.
Right.
Well,
it's
because
just,
we can't talk about the shit you did, just the heroic shit you did.
Right. But you got to be a real ballsy motherfucker when you write a book about it.
Damn.
You know what I mean? Because at least he wrote a book about it. I mean, he did.
Didn't OJ write a book? It's like, I didn't kill my wife, but if I did, that's how I do it.
But if I did, this is what I'm saying. I mean, at least he said he did it, but like, if no remorse, that's kind of fucked up. I mean, OJ shit's fucked up, obviously, but I'm just like, not just any remorse.
Not fit, you must acquit.
Yeah, but I didn't know that. That's fucking crazy. Goddamn. But you know.
But enough about modern transitions. Let's get back into the ancient world. It's not really ancient, but you know.
Conspiratus intuitus. I don't know.
So go ahead and let us know.
So the theory of Queen Elizabeth possibly being a man. emerged in the 19th century by author Bram Stoker, if anybody knows who that is.
Oh, Bram Stoker.
Bram Stoker. He's the author of Dracula.
Touched base on last season with I think we talked about him like just a tiny bit with
I've heard so much
we talked about him with Mercy Brown a little
Mercy
bit.
Brown yep and then what was it I there's so many the vampire conspiracy the what is it the continuity or the what is it called when you get the lung thing fucking god consumption
oh
yeah that's a yeah with the Mercy Brown
well and others like Lore was a different scenario where they like it's like oh she'll come back to life unless you fucking eat her heart and all this fucking shit
yeah.
And Red Dead Redemption had a like Easter egg to it, I believe.
Oh, that's dope. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. It like you came back to the town the next day after this mission and the grave was dug up.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was hella dope in Red Dead Redemption. I said it was dope. So, but anyway.
So Bram visited the village of Baisley in
Bram Stoker.
Yeah. In Gloucestershire. And he attended the May Day celebration, and during the festivities, he saw a young boy dressed up in female clothing as the May Queen. Seeing this caught Bram's attention and began to question the locals, and from talking to the locals and doing his own research, he came across an interesting story involving a local boy named Neville Longbottom, ladies and gentlemen, because he was a Longbottom bitch, and becoming the famous Tudor queen. So the legend goes like this. When Elizabeth was 10, she was sent away from London to avoid the bubonic plague. And King Henry VIII was famously paranoid about his health, and he would get daily exams by his physicians. And with this paranoia, his paranoia was pushed onto his children, and Elizabeth was undoubtedly sent to a small farming village outside of Baisley with her governess, Lady Cat Ashley, and her guardian, Thomas Perry. Elizabeth successfully avoided the plague with this relocation, but she ended up dying of another serious illness, so sucks for them. And when this happened, Cat and Thomas were afraid to tell the king that his daughter died due to the king's short bad temper and is quick to execute ways, and no reason would be better to put someone on the chopping block than the death of his own daughter in their care. So to add more stress, King Henry randomly just decided that he wanted to travel to the town and visit his daughter. So Cat and Thomas, in a panic, decided to hide the princess's death, and they decided to search the village for a young girl around the same age as Elizabeth that could pass off as the princess for the visit. But luck wasn't on their side, and they were unable to locate a girl the same age. But they did have luck when they found a very pretty boy and the same size and build as Elizabeth, so luck was in their favor. At this point, so Cat and Thomas, they dressed young Neville in Elizabeth's clothing, and the king was tricked, and after the king's visit, they continued the lie, and it went too far to go back, so everyone involved made a pact to never tell Neville, to never tell the king, and then Neville became Elizabeth. This may have worked because Elizabeth was shy around the king already, and so he may have not noticed the body swap, and due to the king's wrath, the few people that knew the truth buried the real Elizabeth in a stone coffin and made this lad live out a lie. Over the next over 300 years later, Reverend Thomas Keeble reportedly told his family a young girl was found in an Elizabeth-style dress that was discovered in an ancient, not an ancient, discovered on accident during a build that they were doing. So they uncovered the body, and they found it. And they say this would explain the queen's behavior because she was known to wear heavy makeup, ruffs, and big clothing. All of these could be used to hide any masculine features. She was also known as the Virgin Queen, as Joseph said earlier. She was never married or had any children, and these precautions were necessary. Otherwise, she would be discovered as a man. She was
that
also...
Is, go ahead. That's crazy. Yeah, because they say she died with the heavy lead makeup. They think like
can we talk about her fucking biceps? She was masculine?
Well, that she wore big clothing to hide her masculine features.
Okay, so I'm just saying from what the conspiracy says,
I don't want anybody thinking that this is like one of those things because I think people thought we're heavy into fucking I think people believe that every conspiracy we talk about we're firm believers in. I just want to say from the what the conspiracy says, because I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't want everybody thinking that we believe every little conspiracy that we talk about.
No, this is.
Oh
this
no, is... wholeheartedly. Yeah. So this is awkward.
No, she.
Every single one. No, I'm just kidding.
No, they. She was also known to be very protective of her body. She only trusted a few doctors, and she would also wait while suffering from ailments for weeks before allowing any doctors to get close for an examination. And before her death, she was very insistent that there'd be no post-mortem to be done on her body. So, in public, she would also wear wigs on occasion. In 1549, Sir Robert Tyrwhitt wrote, these are quotes, "I do very believe there hath been some secret promise between my lady, Mistress Ashley, and the coffer Thomas Parry, never to confess to death. Roger Ascham, Elizabeth's tutor, wrote in 1550, "The constitution of her mind was exempt from female weakness, and she endued with masculine power of application." Cat and Thomas remained close favorites of the queen, and they were greatly rewarded by her once she became ruler. The Count de Ferre, a visor of Philip II of Spain, wrote in 1559, when Elizabeth was 25, "If my spies do not lie, which I believe they do not, for a certain reason which they have recently given me, I understand that she will not bear children." So, that's the conspiracy behind Queen Elizabeth. There are some theories that poke holes in the conspiracy. Just to touch on a couple of them, but one of the theories is that the idea that the king wouldn't know that his daughter suddenly just looked different, even if he was a distant king and didn't spend a lot of time around.
I think you need breakfast.
I don't remember. Wait a minute. Did my daughter always have that bulge? Yes, Mons. Yes, Mons pubis. Carry on.
It's also another hole that pokes another hole that
pokes another hole.
Yeah, pokes another hole in the conspiracy. Sorry, I couldn't.
In the conspiracy that condom.
He went into the rabbit hole.
That this young boy would receive the same education as a princess in a short amount of time, especially in a village of where they were staying. It's not like they had, you know, high education for high.
Where were they staying?
They were in Baisley.
Especially to learn multiple languages because
Baisley.
Where's Baisley?
It's a small town outside of where they were staying. It's a village inside of a
country.
It's a Gloucestershire is how you say it.
Is the country?
Yeah, I can spell it out for you. It's not
holy
pronounced the way
it's fuck
spelled.
I want to know that, dude. I'm gonna connect to that bitch real quick. S-H-I-R-E. Oh hell yeah.
The craziness to that Yeah, because the amount of languages she was learning and the fact that, and I can't remember this, and I should have fucking wrote it down. It was easy for people to connect to somebody who could basically tell off somebody, the leader of something, in complete, comprehensible Latin. Like, yeah. She could basically call you a dick face in your own, in the language, in Latin, I think it was the language. But yeah. The fact that, yeah, you could just fucking talk shit to somebody and embarrass them in their own language.
Yeah, she was able to write and speak in six different languages fluently.
It might have been Italian.
So imagine, but imagine Portuguese and Spanish. But like you were.
Well, I imagine she was fluent in Spanish because she probably told them to fuck off as she was fucking sinking their ships. And raiding their ships with people like Sir Francis Drake. Tell him I said this. And then she says something. It's like, can I write that
send
down?
Send him this. Make sure you send this to him.
She was also very musically inclined. She was very good at needlework, dancing. The princess would be surrounded at all times by servants and courtiers, and the idea that she was male would be a far-fetched idea. A panel of doctors inspected the queen to ascertain whether she'd be capable of bearing children, so that would be kind of hard to kind of hide your dick if that was the situation, unless that was the underlying cause. But her ex-brother-in-law, Philip II of Spain, bribed her.
Yeah, see, that might have been the one that...
Ex-brother-in-law? Oh, man, that's going to fuck it all up.
I think that related to the whole Spanish naval fleet shit, or the Armada.
Yeah,
shit.
I'm just... That lineage just fucked it all up. Ex-brother-in-law? It's like, okay, what is this, a dead tree limb of the family tree?
I chopped that shit
off. I should have wrote... Well, because I think he was married to the first child of Henry, which was Mary the First. I didn't write down all the fucking details, all that, because I felt like I was rambling earlier. I felt like I was rambling while
you
should have
done it, dog. Fuck,
but I think it was in a ploy to get rid of Elizabeth for Mary, but I can't remember. Mary was kind of a cunt until her deathbed which she reconciled with Queen Elizabeth.
Well,
she reconciled with her and everything, but before that, she was a real fucking cunt.
Yeah, she was actually known as Bloody Mary.
Yeah. See?
Oh, yeah. What? Let's keep it going.
Wesley Lore did a whole thing about Bloody Mary also, I'm pretty sure.
I didn't know that was... What?
Yeah, because she was helly. She was, let me see if I wrote it down.
All right, here, go.
Queen Elizabeth was very into her faith, whereas Mary was kind of...
She was like hella anti. So when Elizabeth took over, she like basically overturned a lot of Mary's policies and shit to regain the country's respect and...
Right,
get them on their side. Yeah,
it's like, hey, taxes are too high. Fuck yeah!
Yeah, Bloody
it's
Mary
like back
was
then. I bet it was so easy just to get a rally going.
Yeah,
it's like taxes. It's like you go into a 7-Eleven back in the day by horse and carriage or whatever. Just so, like, why is this so expensive? Fuck yeah! And then you just burn the whole town down.
Mary hated her religious background or fucking denounced a lot of it. Like, she didn't like it, whereas fucking Elizabeth was all for it.
Yeah, they were basically different sides of the spectrum.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, and Elizabeth did a lot of fucking... A lot of her shit was based in her fucking faith. So, that part, I have respect for having that much faith towards or whatever, but also, at the time... You probably got burned at the stake for not doing missionary, so I don't know. I'm not really into that style.
And
the Lord said unto Abraham, do not fuck your wife in the style of a...
Do not do it on the back. Do it on the front.
How dare you defile me like a dog?
Do not do it on my back.
And God said unto Moses, do not make jisms in the palm, only in the vagina. He liked the rhyme in those books. those tablets.
So Philip II of Spain, he bribed her laundress again to see whether Elizabeth would be able to have children, and she confirmed that the queen was menstruating. So that also pokes a hole into it. But also, if you have that much power and you were hiding a state secret, it wouldn't be that hard to be like,
you could just say that I'm doing it. You could crush a few grapes underneath your dress and be like, salty walrus is bleeding.
But also, so back in the day, like kings and queens and princesses and stuff and princes, they had very little privacy. So, like, if you would go to take a shit,
they shit out windows.
Well, if you'd take a shit, they would have a servant there to go wipe your ass for you. Like, you didn't wipe your own ass; they did it for you.
But they also have the nectar collector at the bottom of the castle, right? You just don't want shit on the side of your castle.
Yeah, so
It's not like white bird shit where it's like a nice accent. No, that's brown shit on the side of your gray castle.
So when they would just shit, like, so when they basically had like indoor shitting, and basically it was just a hole that would drop down to the bottom of the area, and then, you know, you had people scoop it out. But if they didn't scoop it out, methane would build up, and if someone lights a match or something, I don't know what they used back in the day, light their torch, it'd blow up the side of the castle.
Their pylon blows up. That pylon.
Yeah. Which is, it's gross how we dealt with.
They call that a royal flash
back in the day. I don't know what country it was, but they would just shit in buckets and throw it out their window, and then they'd have shit cleaners just come and just clean up the shit.
Oh, England.
Was that England?
Yeah.
I wasn't
come
sure.
Come and shit.
Just buckets of cum. Let me get this 5-gallon Home Depot bucket dumped out real quick.
And the England streets, they're fucking this tiny, like the screen size.
No wonder
they're just
why
like,
Jack
oh,
the
welcome,
was just
welcome
murdering
to,
motherfuckers.
Welcome to Diarrhea Alley.
Dude, are you insane?
Welcome to Diarrhea Alley. You press these bricks and then you get shit on, like the Nickelodeon studios.
Yeah, dude, the fucking Nickelodeon gush. Fucking Nickelodeon gush on your head. No, dude, for that type
it's
of shit.
Slime
like,
time.
There should have been a thousand Jack the Ripper
in the London back streets.
When you constantly have fucking methane being blown in your face.
Dude, they built pipes in London that are higher than the dropping point of methane. So literally they have shit exhaust pipes in England now. Or London, or I don't know. But that,
did you
that
imagine them catching... They call
and they,
like a...
they literally just take the methane out of the sewers, out of the Thames, the River Thames or whatever.
Could you imagine the fucking serial killers just fucking? It's like, well, I don't know. I was out of my mind. My mind was full of methane. Like, there's shit everywhere. I just fucking was just slaughtering, and it's insane. No matter how many stab holes you get in there, the methane still gets in the body. They bloat like a fucking sewer toad.
Motherfuckers
no
looking
way.
Like a puffer fish.
God damn.
All right,
let's go on this. Anyway, let's go.
Oh, that's all I got for the. That was all the conspiracy stuff.
Okay, well,
what about...
I got. What, do you have something?
Let's do it. No, I do not. Go ahead. Right ahead. Go.
I got some other fucking. Little rumor things here, so
all right.
Outside of that, it's so even though she was famously known as Virgin Queen, the Virgin Queen, it was believed that she had many secret lovers. Elizabeth had many close friends who were men, and as written penis history tells it, that means she was fucking
so, only butt stuff.
So these friends include the names of Robert Dudley, Walter Riley, Francis Drake, and Robert Devereux, E-U-X, is at the end of that name.
So I got. I got some more about Mary if you want to hear it.
Let's do it.
Oh yeah, we can. Let me just this last part real quick.
Go ahead.
Plus those and her prominent, plus many other prominent suitors, including many of the crowned rulers of Europe and their heirs. Not saying this is true, but if it was, then her royal jewels gobbler game must be on point.
God damn it. I was about to take you serious.
Queen Lizzie.
On the ending.
Queen Lizzie should have been nicknamed Queen Glizzy. I think we should make our own hot dog stand called Queen Lizzie's Glizzy Gobblers. These theories also sparked the idea that she had secret illegitimate children in the world. I read that there have been people claiming to be direct descendants, but when looking into it, I couldn't find shit. So someone could just be spitting bullshit. But there are people. That's what I was talking about, the War of Roses thing, because I read somewhere that people claim to be direct descendants of her, even though she was a virgin. Sorry. So, Casey, what were you going to say? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Oh, you're good. let me just see one thing real quick.
I love dates and times, Casey.
Oh, I got dates for you, boy.
Dates and times.
Give me uno momento.
And what time of day
I got dates for you. I once dated a hooker.
Twice.
God damn it. Well, what about Gloucestershire? Hopefully, I spelled that right.
One sec. Where did my thing go? Sorry, my page closed out. Okay, here it is. Alrighty, so in 1553, after the death of her half-brother Edward VI, Elizabeth's half-sister Mary Tudor ascended to the throne and became known as Queen Mary I. Mary's reign was marked by her staunch Catholicism and her persecution of Protestants. And during Elizabeth's life, when Elizabeth's life during Mary's reign was fraught with danger due to her Protestant faith, and Mary viewed her as a potential rival to the throne. So she was basically just living in fear, basically, because of her faith, and because Mary was scared that she was going to...
Catholicism.
Yeah.
Catholicism's wild.
Those priestesses, wow.
Another thing,
yeah,
that,
especially what they were doing to those children.
One of Queen Elizabeth's most significant political and personal challenges that she faced was during her reign was the arrival of her cousin Mary, the Queen of Scots, in England in 1568. Mary had embroiled in political and religious turmoil in Scotland and fled to England seeking Elizabeth's protection. However, her presence posed a complex dilemma for Elizabeth, as Mary's claim to the English throne and her involvement in various Catholic plots against Elizabeth's rule created tensions. Elizabeth's decision to imprison Mary, which lasted for 19 years, had a far-reaching consequences, including Mary's eventual execution in 1585, as she continued to be the focal point for Catholic conspiracies against Elizabeth's Protestant regime. And then in 1585, Queen Elizabeth I made the difficult decision to order the execution of her cousin, Mary, Queen of the Scots. This decision was a result of Mary's involvement. Oh no! Why did I just write that twice?
I do that shit all the time.
Fucking retarded.
Or little words like was or rr.
Yeah. But yeah, so that was a nice little tidbit for her. But yeah, that's all I really got for the queen. What do you got, Joseph? Let's hear it.
Oh, I had another one that's sort of grounded in facts, only because so the first name on that list that I did, Robert Dudley, one of the people that she allegedly fucking bumped bushes with, as I so elegantly put it. elegantly put it earlier.
Eloquent. Eloquent.
I don't know. Robert Dudley's wife died under mysterious circumstances. She was Queen Elizabeth was actually one of the prime suspects in her death. The coroner, however, found that she died from a fall downstairs. The verdict was misfortune.
A fall downstairs.
Accidental death.
Nice.
A fall downstairs. She didn't fell. That bitch fall downstairs.
Falled it down.
No, she fucked. No, she be, no. This, she already dead on arrival.
They get
DOA
slick.
Dead on her.
She seemed to have died. They had an argument downstairs. She fell up them. even with this info given, her death caused a scandal. Robert Dudley was widely suspected to have planned his wife's death. It's not believed by modern historians. Sounds far-fetched, or maybe not. If Elizabeth was getting a Dudley bugging, if he fucked Queen Elizabeth in her ass, would it be called a milk dud?
God damn it!
That's it's actually all dud. I had.
Sorry, that's all I had.
That's
sorry
all you
about
have.
That.
You're the man. The man.
Are you not entertained? There was a couple other fucking things like conspiracies surrounding her death, that she may have been poisoned, all this other stuff, because like you said earlier, she refused to have like doctors look at her and shit like that, and she didn't want what do you call it, she didn't want her body examined,
a post-mortem done.
Yeah, that she didn't want any of that done. So there was like a lot of conspiracy.
You can have post-mortem denied?
Back in England, apparently. She didn't want anybody looking at her crooked ass teeth. She's British.
If you guys want to read more into Bram Stoker's account like of Queen Elizabeth, he has a book called Famous Imposters, and he dedicated a whole chapter for Queen Elizabeth, just about this conspiracy. It's 99 cents on Amazon if you wanted to read it.
but hold on. Here's the plug. Hold on, wait. Here's the plug. You can get it 99 cents on Amazon, or you can buy it from us for a dollar more to get it later. But you're supporting us, so
you can have us read it. You can
it's
have
just
us read
remix.
It. With their own
We're
little
just Amazon dropshippers.
With their own little ad libs involved. God damn, that bitch probably had a Prince Albert. I don't know.
Yeah. Also read by AI generated Morgan Freeman. Yeah.
I think that's
this one.
I know this one, you know, kind of
is truth. It's truth.
No. There are some other conspiracies involving the royal families too. It's super funny.
Are we going to talk about Big Mike?
Who's Big Mike?
Oh shit!
And the board.
Michelle.
That didn't.
Oh, that right. Michelle Obama's a guy.
Oh.
That's another
yeah. Big Mike.
Okay, so obviously this theory was made in a very fucking.
How did she teach me how to Dougie? I want to know.
This conspiracy obviously is fucking shrouded in like misogynistic fucking whatever, because it's a woman that did all these great fucking deeds, right? And so obviously she was a man. She obviously had a dick, right? Because there's no way a woman could have done all this. I don't know. It's funny.
Well,
like,
there's no way. No. Okay. It's
misogynistic.
No.
Is that what it is?
No.
Misogyny, whatever.
Hold on.
I don't know.
Wait. There's a way you get caught and there's a way you don't get caught. There's the Hillary way and the Michelle Obama way.
Wait, you just shake your head. Hillary Clinton, she just shakes her head like a fucking maniac. Just like,
and then she just has her people hang people.
Like he shot himself in the chest with a shotgun and hung himself, and also solved a Rubik's Cube. on his way down.
They got rid of the cell footage conversation that happened prior with her and Epstein. And all you could hear is him mumble something, crying, and she's like, I don't care how many Filipino boys my husband fucked there. And then, yeah.
What?
No, that's not real. I made that up.
Okay, I was like, what the fuck?
So some other conspiracies about the royal family.
All right.
These are just little quick tidbits. One of them is Queen Victoria's grandson, Prince Albert Victor, was Jack the Ripper.
Okay.
Dun, 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 dun.
There's a
plot twist.
My bad.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was trying to remember. Just thinking of that. I forget what his name is. God damn it! I forgot. Fuck.
Shit.
Hold on. Forget his name. Prince Charles apparently traces his roots to the original vampire that he's related to Vlad the Impaler.
Oh, nice.
That was the other one. Yeah, so just because you said Jack the Ripper, I was trying to remember who the fuck it was that's related, whatever. But it's also related to this shit because Bram Stoker. So, Dracula. Bram Stoker, he based Dracula off Vlad the Impaler, and then also one of the characters is pretty much based off of Mercy Brown.
No, they're real. Just like Vikings have horns, just like werewolves are destroyed by silver bullets. Can we do a werewolf episode? That'd be dope.
Yeah, we can.
Thoughts. If you think about it, we could have really done one for St. Patrick's Day if we had the time to do it, because... St. Patrick actually dealt with werewolves in the fucking folklore. So
we can throw that in on Sunday.
Fuck, I never even knew that. No spoilers. Stop it right there. Halt that shit right there. I want to hear about that.
I'm trying to squeeze in the fucking Easter fucking thing, because the last Sunday of March is actually Easter Sunday this year.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Well, yeah, we'll get it in there. There's another conspiracy that Prince George the Fourth, son of King George the Fifth and Queen Mary, he was part of the Royal Navy in the 1920s. He also served his country during World War II, and then his plane met an accident leading to his death, and they believe that
An accident? Like a brick wall? Or
no, like... just like... He just like
became... Sorry, I met an accident. State Farm.
But
God came down. Hi, I'm God, and I'll be responsible for your death today. And his handshake.
His flight disappeared, and the British intelligence and others blame it on the Nazis. King Edward VIII. He was there's a conspiracy that he was associated with the Nazis. Princess Diana, we know about that one. And this one cracks me up. This is a more modern day in history. Conspiracy that Harry and Meghan's wedding is a British ploy to take over America.
Nice.
I don't think people are fucking fixated on taking over whole countries anymore. Maybe they are. I don't know. Seems like a lot of work.
Those are just some funny royal conspiracy. It's funny though, because the royals have always been under scrutiny, like no matter what. I mean, I don't really care about them either way. Like, I don't hate them or not hate them, but I just care.
People are like, did you see like this and that of the royal family? It probably doesn't happen as often here in America, but it's like people fucking freak out around the world. It's like, dude, I could give two fucks, dude. Just give me the bullet points. Be like, this happened. This embarrassing thing happened. Like, whatever. It's like, otherwise, I don't give a fuck. I didn't even know who the fuck they were. Like, really?
Yeah.
It's like, and the fuck, what the fuck does that dumb shit got to do with me?
But that's all I got for you, fellas. Do I believe that she was a man? I don't think so. I think it's just men that are just jealous that she was running a country better than they could, and they were just jealous. Well.
I mean, she's on fucking coins, right? She's the one that's on the Canadian coins and shit like that.
I do think it's think it's weird that she didn't have kids or anything. But in the same note, maybe she was more because she said that she was married to her country, so she didn't need a man or whatever. So,
God damn, that's a bad bitch.
So I think she was
I'm married to my goddamn. That's better than Rambo.
I think she was just dedicated, and as we heard from her accomplishments, as she was doing a great job, and she was known as one of the greatest queens of her time. So it's just there's literally no one else like her, and I think that's what intimidated men about her, is that she was better than most of them, and they just couldn't, their fragile egos couldn't handle it.
Gah! Yeah. So why is she so badass?
I think the theory is interesting. Just how it emerged, just Bram Stoker was just at a festival and he was like, huh, I wonder. And then he did some digging, but...
Oh, was he at... Oh, he was at the...
the May Day celebration.
Yep. Wasn't that the World's Fair? Wasn't he at the World's Fair? Bram Stoker... No, never mind. That's the Carnival one.
Oh. What do you guys think, man or woman?
I think she's a woman for comedical purposes. Yeah, for sure. She's rocking her dick. In actuality, though, I picked this topic because I thought it was hella funny. I didn't know that we were going to land it on fucking Women's History Month, which makes it even more hilarious.
Which, I mean, we did a lot of jokes in this, but it ultimately... We sided with her, and we gave her props for her work. So, I think that we did her justice. I mean, we made some jokes, and you know, it is what it is. But if people can get mad about it, I don't give a fuck. But
yeah,
I think she was just a great ruler and just hurt people's egos.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. It's like. There's no way a woman fucking sank the Spanish Armada. Like, there's no fucking way. She had to have been swinging a royal dick between her legs, right?
That's a... Yeah, well, but... my grandma also, she said... I mean, she was kind of sexist to women, kind of in the sense that she said that a woman should never rule a country because they just think with their emotions and not their brains.
They're all bitches.
I used to hear that a lot as a kid. It's like women shouldn't do that because they're too hormonal.
They're all bitches.
Because they have periods.
The layman's term is usually what I've heard from other women is
this
like,
one, this woman.
Oh, no, we're all bitches.
It's like because
they always say
period.
We're all bitches.
But Queen Elizabeth ruled the whole period.
But you can't call him a bitch or it's bad. I'm such a bitch.
Ruled a whole period.
Yeah, you are a bitch. The fuck did you just say to me?
And also, the fact but she started when, what, she was like in her 20s, like early 20s, mid-20s?
God
20s,
damn!
I think she's 25.
Yeah, and what, she died when she was like 70-something or 80? I don't remember. She had one of
shit.
The longest rulings. Yeah, she had a very long ruling.
I'll tell you how.
That's what I was saying prior, between her and Queen Elizabeth II, the bitch that just died, and Queen Victoria, who I know nothing about. But
Queen Elizabeth was 69 when she died.
Oh, 69.
From 1533 to 1603.
So Queen Elizabeth II.
45-year reign.
Yeah. And
are we back on 69 again?
Hell yeah. Queen Elizabeth II, how old was she? Like, was she in her 80s? Maybe that's what I got confused with.
Queen Elizabeth II was 96 when she died.
96. Okay, never mind. So she beat Queen Elizabeth I. Queen Elizabeth II, she's related to Queen Elizabeth I through other things other than being related by, like, child, right? Isn't she?
She got that fresh mountain air.
But I think, isn't she related
by,
like,
get the TB.
She's like cousins or some shit. Let's figure this out. Hold on.
Right, I think that's the same. Yeah,
so Queen Elizabeth II, she ruled for 70 years, so a year more
than... I know, but what's the time frame? Like, from 18 what?
Queen Elizabeth, 1926 to
2022. Yeah. No, the one before that.
Oh, the first? She reigned between...
18...
Let me see...
So somehow this both Queen Elizabeth the first and second somehow are first cousins, which I don't understand how that works. That's what I read before. So King Henry the seventh is also Queen Elizabeth the first 12th times great grandfather. This makes the two Elizabeths first cousins. My God, dude, I just lisped that. Many generations removed, as they are both descendants of King Henry the seventh. So how does that make them first cousins? I don't know how this kind of timeline works. But the fact is, I mean, they're related by blood, and that's two out of three. I don't know anything about Victoria, but the two out of the three that I know of the longest reigning people are related. And they're both female. Well, all three of those are females, but the two that are related are both females, and that's insane to me. Not the female part, but that they're related and they've had the longest reigns. I mean, why fucking Prince, whatever the fuck his name is, sat there like, damn,
Prince Chariot.
Damn, Ma, just die so I can be king already.
Yeah, goddamn, I'm Prince Chariot.
I mean, that's a crazy accomplishment. The first Queen Elizabeth, the first, she knew when to fold and when to hold him.
God damn it.
She was very smart and very good at avoiding wars with people. She knew how to deal with conflict, like what was a good fight to fight and which ones weren't. She wasn't gonna just sit there and fucking fight a losing war, you know, whatever. She was very fucking tactful, like she knew what the fuck she was doing, whereas the second queen, I don't know all of her shit, but I mean, she seemed more as like a political figure, just like a celebrity more than fucking an actual political figure, I guess. I don't know anything about politics. It's just one seems more like a celebrity rather than the first one.
So Queen Elizabeth the first reigned between 1558 to 1603 during the Tudor dynasty, which lasted between 1485 and 1603. So she was the end of that Tudor dynasty. She came in about halfway through it.
1485 to what? 1503?
No. She reigned between 1558 to 1603, but the Tudor dynasty lasted between 1485 to 1603. So she became queen at the age of 25.
Oh, I don't need the dynasty. Yeah,
25. That's what it was. I thought it was either 22 or 25. I couldn't remember. I don't know, guys. I'm starting my conspiracy outpost Avengers. So far, I got Jack Ruby and Queen Elizabeth the first on the list. And then maybe my Thor-like character would be one of the Lemurians.
All right, you guys, for real though, if there was a chance to have two cabins on Mount Shasta, and then we record a podcast up there, maybe live if we have connection, would you be down one day?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, it'd be game.
Why do we need two cabins?
Well, because everybody's plus one. Everybody's ladies. Or men. I mean, I don't care.
We're all inclusive.
I love buttholes just like the next guy.
I love winking brown eyes just as much as the next man.
What do you think of Queen Elizabeth, Wesley?
Well... okay, let me get my bearings here. Okay, Queen's attack. No. Okay, there we go. No. No fucking comment. Dude, my notes are everywhere. I got Tilbury, heart and stomach, cis plus Navy England, proof trade, Parliament hump fire, 8th 1559. No, Gloucestershire 1553, 1558, and I got 1603. What the hell happened in 1603? Is that the end?
That was her death, yeah.
Okay. What happened at her death? Let me figure out that part.
From what I read, they found her with
Now that I'm blank right here, let's act like I'm just walking up to the hanging and I'm just gonna like, and what are the accusations?
They found her dead with a face full of makeup and they think it was lead based from what I read, but I don't know if that's because I heard there was multiple different.
Yeah, they don't know how she died. They have, many people believe it was blood poisoning, but due to the no postmortem, there was no postmortem permitted, so nobody really knows how she died.
Yeah, there was no.
It's just all speculation, really.
But in 1603, lead poisoning.
Yeah, they're from
they saying that she was heavy.
I know that, but.
They said she survived something. What the fuck was it called? Which means she would have had heavy scarring on her face so that she would
take herself in makeup. Syphilis?
I don't think she was a virgin because her coochie was clean.
So here are some some theories of how she died. One was lead-based makeup known as the Venetian curse.
Okay.
Or the spirits of Saturn.
Or Dolce and Gabbana.
Others propose that her death included pneumonia, streptococcus, or cancer.
Which would make sense because she was very, like you said, she wouldn't tell people when she was sick for days on end, right? You were saying?
What'd you say? Sorry, I just...
No, that she wouldn't tell people she was sick for like days on end. Oh, yeah. She didn't like seeing doctors. So it makes sense if pneumonia struck her. Cancer, too. It's going to kill all of us.
You know what always strikes motherfuckers is denial as well. It's like just motherfuckers that just don't want to be like those people dying on the bed. It's like, I'm not dying. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm cool.
It's like.
Another thing is close to the time of her death, Elizabeth's coronation ring had grown into her flesh. This was due to the fact that she never removed it during the 45 years of her reign. Her doctors insisted that the ring had to be removed, and within a week, Elizabeth died.
Damn. No, I'm not removing this. This is my fucking ring, bitch.
But she died in her Richmond palace, and she was reported to have a full inch of makeup on her face.
Inch?
And by this point, she had lost most of her teeth, suffered hair loss, refused to be attended to or bathed. G.J. Meyer describes her as a pathetic spectacle. All the more so because throughout her reign, she has been vain to the point of childness.
That was what I was saying before. They've supposedly found her with like a pound of makeup on her face, like, which is insane. But,
I thought it was an inch. Okay, that makes more sense.
Well, an inch throughout
as a dimension. Face. Well, no, an inch sticking out. I was like, what the fuck?
Well, I think that's what they were saying.
Oh, I thought it was a pound. Joe said a pound.
It's probably.
Oh no, I was meaning like how people how people say it's like, man, she must wear pounds of makeup, like a
not a literal sense, but
I thought you meant in a literal sense.
no, I didn't mean in a literal sense. It's like when assholes say it's like, damn, dude, I bet she doesn't look good without that pound of makeup on.
Yeah, that is
what I was meaning. Because she apparently, from what I read, that she had some type of scarring, so she was always with a bunch of makeup on to like cover it up. I forget what they said, but I mean that could have been a conspiracy too. I don't know. I've read so much fucking shit in the last couple of days. if it doesn't have jokes in it, like the way that I fucking write it, it's all scrambled together until I put jokes into it. All right.